You're listening to the Lost Chill podcast with Katie and Kimmy. For years now, I have had the pleasure of listening to the wit, banter, and pure joy from these two, and now I invite you to share in the delight of listening to them discuss the books they're currently reading. Whether you are a fellow dedicated bibliophile or simply wish you had more time to read, you will love hearing the insight and discussions around the stories they dive into. So grab a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine and let's jump on in. Katie and Kimmy, take it away.
Computer.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Lost Chill podcast. I'm Katie.
I'm Kimmy, and we don't yet know the name of the ghost here with us tonight.
Oh my gosh, we have had so many technical difficulties starting this episode, so cross your fingers, folks. It's gonna be a trial and error here.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
What's new? What isn't new? I feel like I've lived a thousand lifetimes.
We have. It's been a minute since we recorded, so I mean, there's lots of things going on in the Swiftie world. There's, oh my God, I watched every angle that I could find.
A real life rom-com. Oh, I watched every angle I could find at least 13 times. And slow-mo and then focused. Oh God.
It was great. I loved every second of that.
Can you imagine?
We're referring to when Travis came on stage in London.
I think one of the best parts, actually probably the least best part, which is saying something because it was also amazing, but like how long it took for people to notice. Like he was standing on the stage for like 5 seconds and then people like start screaming.
Oh my gosh,
it's so cute. I
can't. Do you know who Meredith Steele is?
Meredith Steele,
she's a TikToker.
No,
she is tall like Taylor, and she had reposted, or she had initially posted something when they first got together about how Taylor gets to be the small girl now, and how like she reposted it because it was like she's the small girl, and like because she got picked up and carried and all of the things, and it was so cute, and I loved it so much.
I love it so much. We could just talk about happy things or we could talk about petty things, but I will never get over the glorious pettiness of the smallest man who ever lived, because he's like literally the smallest man she's ever dated. And he's also the shortest person in his band. And like, so it's a real joke that he's short. He's 5'10". Ugh, we're not going to even name him. Fuck that guy. But then we have Travis putting color back into her face, doing his little Dumb and Dumber dance.
Oh my God. And then the whole like hand.
Yes, that is so cute. His little foot tap or his heel tap.
Yeah.
I love him.
Oh, great. It was great. I was so happy that that happened and that he had little red bottoms just like she did.
Because they're soulmates.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Love it. I love them. I can't get over this.
And anybody hating on them can seriously go fuck themselves at this point, because it's just jealousy.
Right.
It's jealousy.
Well, I have seen like the two sides of it, of one, people being like, weird how the NFL shows Taylor and she's ruining football, and then Travis goes to the Eras Tour and we love it and accept him and his time there. But then also the other side of like, I think it's only fair that the Chiefs put Taylor in for a drive now.
I didn't see that.
Oh gosh,
see that? That's hilarious.
Yeah,
happy kick. Okay.
I mean, that is the most common suggestion of replacement.
I don't want her to be hurt.
No. Those legs are insured. Her legs alone, not even all of her. Well, I'm sure all of her is insured, but her legs are hella insured.
I'm sure they are.
Did you also see the podcast that Travis was on? I don't know what it's called. Sorry, podcast guys. It's like two bros who are like very hype, like Travis. He was just heart melting all the clips I saw. I think I saw 10 minutes worth. And it was like, yeah, I get, like, I know I want to keep our relationship private, but also like, that's my girl. That's my lady. I'm proud of that. And yeah. I was like, so cute.
It happens when you have a supportive man.
Weird.
Who supports, she supports him, he's her, and that is how it should be. And that's why everybody can go fuck off.
Right.
Because this is her love story. I am convinced he is the one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're just, like, their energy is so great. You want to know why I think it's such a good match? Because she's a fire sign.
Oh gosh.
Which I am. I'm a fire sign. You know who's the actual best with fire signs? So she's a Sagittarius, I'm an Aries. Both of us are like this with Libra. He is a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
I know you are. That's why they go so great together, just like you and I. Great vibe. Great energy matching.
Sorry, I'm making sure Brucey doesn't go get any kitty snack from downstairs. He's doing something.
Oh, Bruce. So yeah, I've been going nuts over all of that forever.
What is
who? What is who?
Sorry. I totally space. What sign is he?
Travis is a Libra.
Fuck yes, he is.
Yeah, that's why they vibe so hard. That is why they vibe so hard,
Man. Oh, okay.
October 9th, 11th? I don't know. I gotta know.
Okay.
Let's see. So I will say, like, my super crazy thing I do right now while the Eras Tour is in Europe is I for sure I log on for every surprise show. Oh, I was wrong. October 5th, 1989, though. I have an app that like gives me updates. It's called Swift Alert, I think. Yeah, Swift Alert. And so it will be like, oh hey, surprise songs are starting now. And so I live stream every surprise song. And like, let me tell you the way my heart dropped because I knew surprise songs were close. Like, I'll check in periodically to see what set list she's on. I don't need to watch all 3 hours every time.
Surprised you don't.
But I know, sometimes I do at work. I got an alert that said Travis joins Taylor on stage. I'm like, what? Like, is this a typo? Is this a joke? Like, what is
You
this?
watch it live?
No.
Oh.
I just missed it.
Oh.
But like the fact that I was like coming up is this, and then I'm like scrolling Instagram as she's all talking about surprise songs. Crazy.
I am so sad that my hair appointment was last week because my hairstylist is as big of a Swiftie as you are. And she's going to London in August.
Oh, which show? Because Paul's going.
I didn't know he was going. I don't know which one she's going to. I'll have to look in when my hair appointment is and I'll tell you because then she's leaving that week. But I could have talked with her about this, but my hair appointment was last
This
week.
whole weekend was freaking crazy. Like, did you see the videos of not only Prince William dancing,
Oh, yeah.
which killed me, but also Paul McCartney, like in the
Yes.
crowd
Yes.
dancing? I
And
was like,
then there was the shade from Dave Grohl, which really hurt my heart. It really hurt my heart because he has been a supporter of hers for a very long time. And I don't know if he was mad because, like, Paul McCartney is like kind of his mentor kind of guy. I don't know if he's mad because Paul McCartney went to Tay Tay's show and not his. I don't know. But it was really fucked up. That's not how he normally rolls. Very
That's weird.
disappointing.
That is.
Ugh, Dave.
I don't know why people gotta be like that.
You know, I don't know why people hate on her because she's successful.
Which is probably it. Like, I think it happens a lot, honestly, of people blaming Taylor for things. Like, if she releases a single or music video and someone, aka every time, because people are releasing stuff every week, but they're like, oh, Taylor can't let this other artist shine. She has to go release this acoustic version. And they're like, honey, if this song's gonna shine, it's gonna shine on its own, regardless of what Taylor does. And she can't just have a date and everyone just move to avoid it. Like, you still just gotta do whatever you're gonna do. And the people will come and the people will find it. But just frustrating. But I don't
Anyway,
care.
what are you reading?
I'm reading The Lincoln Highway.
How do you like?
I think I like it a lot. I really like this author. I like the way he tells stories, and it does keep like sucking me in.
Audiobook or reading?
Reading.
Are there quotation marks?
Nope.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
And I don't think I would notice if it wasn't for you, honestly. But I'm like, ha, look at all these no quotation marks here.
You would know who's talking?
I know who's talking. I don't think it's confusing. All I do is think about you on every single page.
I hate that. I need to know who's talking, damn it. I'm so
I think,
literal.
like, it's not like it's all in one paragraph. Like, it still, like, has indentions and, like, starts the enter bar. It's like a new
Why does he
line.
think that he's better than normal grammar rule? Why?
That's amore. I
No,
don't know.
fuck him. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
And it is hard because it is all, like, it's very much an adult novel, don't get me wrong, but all, like, the main cast of characters are all juveniles. And they're all morally gray, not in the weird, sexy Bookstagram trope sort of situation. They're all, like, literally morally gray.
Like, don't really know if
They're all criminals.
right from wrong. Oh,
They're
okay.
all criminals except for
Okay.
one who's 8, so he's not a criminal. But they are literal all criminals who were in a, like, I guess it was jail. It was like more of like a working situation. I don't know. But yeah, they're all criminals, but they all, like, of course, it wasn't truly their fault, or, you know, they didn't want to be a rat. They didn't want to do this. They didn't want to even, like, go on trial. Like, one of them, like the main character, someone was talking trash to him, and so he just punched him, which is what normal people do. I mean, it's not what normal people
I
do,
was
but
like, no.
it's a common teenage boy thing to get
Okay.
in physical fights.
Fair.
Not like normal girls, I don't know. Which not even every guy does, no, but physical fights happen amongst teenage boys. It's not rare, maybe not normal. I don't know. But anyways, he punches this. It's what?
It's known.
It's known. Yes, it's not like the first time this has ever happened. But he falls down and hits his head on a brick that messes up his brain, so he dies. And so it should just be a physical altercation, and it's not. And so, but then he feels, such guilt that he just pleads guilty instead of even trying to fight it in any ways. And so, like, just those kind of like morally gray characters, but they're all like traveling across the country and doing these things, and some are getting revenge and some are just getting people. There's some guy who clearly has, like, he's very much a Lenny, if you will, if you've read of Mice and Men,
Yeah.
where he's just like sweet, not necessarily slow, but he just like almost fixates on things different, doesn't like the stimulation, is just different. And it could be some type of diagnosis, but this is way back when, before they even had that stuff. So like it keeps like sucking me in, and I think it's really well written. But I sometimes have a book that tries to make criminals look good and paint them into gray and do all these things. And I mean, it's an interesting thing because, I mean, of course, all humans are morally gray and have good and bad. And so it's less like, of course, you have a soft spot for the characters, but does that mean we should have like a soft spot for what they did or understand or even be okay with what they did? If that makes sense.
It does. It's quite the conundrum. Did you ever read or watch the show Dexter? That's the exact same thing. It's like you're cheering for a vigilante serial killer, and it's like you don't know how to feel about that. It's a really, really icky feeling because you're like, well, he's killing people, but they're bad people. He's not killing
Right.
anybody who's good. So it's the same kind of guys, and you're just like, it feels icky. So.
So, but I do. It's a mortals, not a more, like I said earlier, but that was funny. I like his writing. I do. I have his latest book, Table for Two. I say book because the other ones I've read by him. So, Lincoln Highway is my third. I've read Rules of Civility, A Gentleman in Moscow, and this one, Lincoln Highway. Yes, Lincoln Highway. So three novels. So other one, Table for Two, is a recent Book of the Month choice. I say book because it's actually a correct collection of short stories and then a novella of a character from Rules of Civility. Civility, yeah.
All
So,
right.
but it's good. But I've been back on reading again. I ever since Tortured Poets is out now, and it's not like completely taking over my brain. It's still on in the background. But let's see how much I've read in June far. Not even counting the
Finish
Lincoln.
Dr. Zhivago,
Oh, I
right?
guess six. Yeah, I finished that.
And I saw your review.
My review with my little gradient ombre.
Dude, those were bitchin'.
Yeah, you like them? Thanks.
I didn't comment and I should have. That's so
No, it's
annoying.
okay. I kind of like almost want to try a different technique, but I just get so OCD, and like
Did it take forever?
it took forever. Those bottles of polish look like my most used polishes now, like halfway gone or more. It took so much. The sponge just like sucked it all up. But then it also like kind of pooled in some parts. And so like I could see that it was like thicker, and I didn't like that. I did
No,
it
I don't.
over a base of white to try to make it pop more, which it popped.
Oh yes, it was gorgeous.
But then on like it took so long, but part of the reason it took so long is because like on two nails, and I don't know why, because I didn't do anything different on those nails, it like just started picking up instead of putting down. And so like you could like see the white and nothing was like laying down. And so I don't.
That's weird.
So we'll see if I try something different next time, because I wanted to like it more than I did, which is kind of how I felt about Dr. Zhivago. There were nuggets. And I don't know if it got lost in translation. Maybe I asked for too much. Maybe this thing was a masterpiece. I did not tear it all up.
I am so glad that you finally finished it, though.
Me too. That took forever.
You did,
But
but you did it. Congrats.
thank you. What
I
are you
enjoyed
reading? Oh.
your comment on my post about a little life.
Oh my gosh.
800-page book, right? And your comment was, I can't wait for you to be done with this book. That was hilarious. I'm done with that book.
Yeah,
I am.
and
I'm glad I read it. I only cried like in the last 20 pages and not even like that hard. It was a very sad book. It was a very messed up book. But it was a really well written book. I was obsessed with it and I was trying to read it as much as I could, which doesn't really say much because I unfortunately don't get as much time to read anymore, but I was reading it as much as I could and I was just absolutely obsessed with it. It was really well done. I I know that you have called it, what was your term for it? Emotional porn? Was that what it was?
Maybe. I was thinking, like, 'cause what I'm thinking now is about how it's like some kind of like emo ombre and it just gets darker and darker and
Yes,
darker.
that's exactly what it is. Like, starts out sad, but not like overwhelmingly sad. But then it gets like kind of overwhelmingly sad. It's pretty dark in areas, and there's a lot of sexual abuse and sexual trauma and lots of just bad thing. That's the best way I could describe it, is bad thing. Doesn't feel good, but character
Literally
development.
making me want to read it even less.
I know, I know. I don't think you'll ever read it, honestly.
No, I will not.
If I was being honest here, I think it's a great book. And if anybody wants to be in their feels and just wants to be sucked in to a book that's going to put them in their feels, definitely the book for you. But if you're reading it in the middle of the summer, probably not the best time.
Kind of like reading The Shining in the beginning of
Yeah.
summer.
Yeah, which kind of leads us into our mood reads, and that's what this episode is all about. The other book that I'm reading probably shouldn't have been the book of the summer either. I'm like 20 pages. I'll be finished with Stephen King's newest book, and I keep forgetting what it's called, so forgive me. You Like It Darker. It's a collection of short stories.
Okay.
Not his best.
So,
Not his best. There's been a few stories in there that have been good, but like I said in the episode about The Shining,
Yeah.
it's newer work. He constantly brings up COVID. I'm like, bro, stop. There is a total, I can't remember how many stories there are. I think there's a like 8 to 10 stories in this book. Three have not mentioned COVID, and I still have 20 pages left to go in one. So
Don't
there's
mind.
definitely one that was pretty creepy. Definitely one that was really, really good. He's playing on some previous stories too. Like the character in Cujo was one of the main characters in one of the stories. There was a couple of other just like Easter eggs thrown in there. But other than that, I wish I would have saved it for spooky season. Maybe I would have enjoyed it a little bit more, kind of like you in The Shining. But
It makes a difference, but like I feel like sometimes it might be okay. Like maybe more end of summer when you're still going to the pool, but you have been going to the pool for months. Like when I am fresh out the slammer of winter. Winter is the slammer here, to be clear. I don't want to read a book about going back in the slammer. That is the Overlook Hotel. So
and it was very wintry in that book.
very wintry, very
Yeah.
wintry. I almost like overcorrected and I was like, I'm just not going to read a book unless summer is in the title. No, I'm not. I read then Summer Sisters, The Summer Will Be Different. That's the only two, honestly.
But
And
still,
summer. Yeah.
I am so conflicted because here's my thing is we're planning to do an episode on dark matter. There's a show out about it. The thriller is dark in the title. I really honestly don't even know what it's about still. And I like to keep it that way. So, but I need to read something light and fluffy, but I'm such a slow reader that I'm like, meh, I don't know what to
Oh
do.
my gosh, 100% you need to either read Funny Story or The Summer Will Be Different.
Okay, funny stories probably not. You love it so much.
It was my
Favorite
favorite,
Emily Henry.
Emily Henry. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will order that tomorrow.
I will say it starts off rough, and I was like, I'm gonna hate this book, but I was wrong.
I think that I'm going to have to start Dark Matter first, though, because I need to order.
It's good. I don't remember a specific season in it. Like, I feel like, so, do you know how much I love Margaret Atwood?
Yeah.
She's kind of like Stephen King in that she's just written so much that she also, I don't even know if she helps people write or like gives writing advice, but she does a lot of columns, a lot of things. She talks about writing a lot. She talks about reading a lot. And one of the things that she said was she loves to like pay attention to if authors feed their characters and like how often it is. Like, is it like a regular thing? Like, is food a part of the story? Is it like just literally never mentioned? And like, 'cause stories can still be good without it. Or like, is it just like for a dramatic scene around the dinner table? Like, just that kind of thing, which was interesting. And I think that that could be like so strongly done with settings, both in physical locations. Setting and like setting in time being a season, because obviously that is super important. Like the season and the location is almost like basically a character in Carly Fortune book. Like you read a Carly Fortune book and you want to go book a trip.
Oh,
That is
absolutely.
how strong it is. And so sometimes, like, obviously I get it, and I feel like it's not quite as strong in The Shining as a Carly Fortune book. But I'm trying to think in Dark Matter, and I like can't remember a season at all. So I'm like, did they get a season, or was it like just generic time of year where a story could fit kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, you could still have weather without having like a full season deeply ingrained.
Yeah. And I feel like Dark Matter is pretty short, especially in comparison to the two books that I've recently read, A Little Life being 800, just over 800 pages. The new Stephen King book is right at 500 pages. So, I mean, that's for a slow reader, that's unfortunately a lot.
Yeah. Well, those two books like saved me. It put color back into my face. It was the Travis Kelce to Taylor Swift dead.
Oh,
I
Dark
know.
Matter. Okay.
No, not that one. The
Oh,
summer books.
the funny story and then
Funny Story
Carly.
and This Summer Will Be Different.
Okay.
I feel like Dark Matter did put color back into my face, but for different reasons. It
I'm
wasn't bringing back the summer. It wasn't like vitamin D in a book. Dark
excited.
Matter was like a trope I love. Like, it was everything. It is like fast-paced thriller,
Jenna.
romance, like good romance you could actually feel.
Okay.
Awesomeness. I don't know.
Awesomeness.
There was
Okay.
like philosophy, like just stuff to like think about and ponder about life. Like, 'cause sometimes, like, stuff gets like so pigeonholed, and it's like, I'm a thriller, I'm going to thrill you, and that is what I'm gonna do. And then it's less on the other things, or it's just like a side plot. But this, it was like so strong in so many different ways. Like, you think, you felt, you cried, you were in love, but you were also thrilled. Yeah.
I can't
So.
wait it. I think that'll probably come before Funny Story, just because I gotta order it.
Yeah.
I've been totally okay, off topic here. I bought the new Kindle Scribe, which I feel like I talked about in the last. I love Kindle Scribe for work. Constantly using it to write shit down. Great. I write my menus on it for the week. I use it for so much when it comes to writing because I'm such a list person. I hate reading on it. Hate it. It's so big, so bulky. I fucking hate it. So I've been reading physical books.
Huh.
I read physical 800 page A Little Life, physical Stephen King.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read physical Dark Matter.
I think so. I had a hard time when I like first switched. Like, I was such a physical book purist for so long. When I got like comfortable in Dispatch and I was reading there, and when I was allowed, because they had crazy rules for, I would read so much on my iPad, and it was fine because I always just had it standing up and I was never holding it. Once I got out of it and I started reading more in other places, I think I did like ebook at work and then physical book other places. But then when I got my Kindle Oasis, which is like just so lightweight, I almost said low weight, and comfortable to hold, that's when I like really just started using it full time. And now real books like feel heavy and bulky and uncomfortable. So you will not know where my brain is going with this, but I feel like I have to do it now. Two things. One, I have kind of been thinking about getting my husband a scribe for his birthday. Two, talking to him about how much Travis Kelce supports with, and I made a comment about how he doesn't for our podcast.
Oh shit.
And I said, there's a code word every time for me to do your favorite thing to you. And you would get it if you told me the code word. And so now I'm be like, tell me what I was thinking about getting for you for your birthday. That would be the code word for this episode. So
Hope he does.
we'll see.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Godspeeds.
Gonna be funny. We'll have to like release at least like six episodes of like it for sure happened in at least one. You gotta go listen to them all and find it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh,
Genius.
I know.
So I want to touch on, I know that you mentioned, I don't even know when you mentioned it, about how you read a Christmas book after Christmas. How was that?
It was amazing because it was amazing. I loved that book so much, and it kind of made it okay. I was getting like, I read it close enough to after Christmas. Everything just happened so fast then. It's like so much build up, such a season, and it's like just over. And then it's like the eternal January.
Ugh.
And so, because it's almost like the post-holiday season blues, like a post-Disney blues. And so I feel like I read it during that, like right after. And so it was kind of like a transition out of it. Like, yes, I was done.
It was after New Year's, though, right?
Yeah. So I was like, that time was just so fun and it's magical and it's over so fast. And I'm okay to be reading this book. And luckily, it was a good book. It probably wouldn't work with like just any old Chris story. Worked with that one. It's called Once Upon a December by Amy E. Reichardt. Reichardt.
I will be reading that this year, not now, because
Yeah,
hashtag reads.
yeah.
But I, for the first time ever, I read a Christmas book this year, a Christmas romance book. I read Wreck the Halls. I'm not a Christmas person. It was cute. I'm not a Christmas person. I fucking hate Christmas. It stresses me out. Like, if I didn't have kids, I probably would just
be like, meh, whatever. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Or has.
Yeah.
And like I just kind of go along with it. But I will say the reading of that book definitely got me in the spirit just a wee bit.
I will say, and I think I might have done this. Well, doesn't matter to you because by book. Part of my issue is that I use Libby for everything. And of course, everyone wants to read Christmas books around Christmas time. So that's why, like, it did not become available until after.
Oh,
like, I didn't just choose it out of the blue. And I didn't go like, hey, I want to read a Christmas book the week after Christmas. It was like a book I had wanted to read and I had put on hold in advance, but it didn't come through until after Christmas. And I was like, whatever, I'm just read it.
That makes so much sense. I applaud you for doing that because I would have been like, fuck it.
Okay, maybe next year.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Totally what I would have done. I don't think I could. I mean, other than Christmas and spooky season, like what kind of mood reads do you have between Christmas and summer?
So sometimes I will say that it's not like a specific mood I'm getting into. It's not like a specific I need a summer book. Sometimes it's like just what not to read. Is it still Bruce?
Wanda.
Wanda.
She's knocking shit over.
That's what cats do.
She's mad that we left because we just got home from vacation yesterday. Both animals are very upset with me. Very. We got to hang out with grandma all week though, so she shouldn't be that upset.
Right.
And Bruce
right.
basically went to summer camp. I don't get it.
Huh.
Anyway.
So yeah, sometimes it's like less a specific mood I need to read and rather than like stuff to avoid, like The Shining. Like when just avoid The Shining at all times.
Oh, do not avoid The Shining at all costs.
Okay.
No.
So as we're getting ready for summer, don't read a book about deep winter locked in a hotel. But the other mistake I've made in my life, when I was like, oh, I'm not a mood reader, I'll just read whatever I want to read whenever. I was on my honeymoon and I read Lilac Girls, which is a very heavy, sad World War II story.
Great book though.
Great book. Not what you want to be reading on your honeymoon. That puts a real damper on things. And so sometimes it's like that, where it's like, I don't need to read anything specific on my honeymoon. Like, I don't even need a romance or whatever. I need to not read depressing World War II story is what I need to not do.
That is definitely a thing. I feel that because I was not in a beach, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a tropical beach by any means on my last vacation. But I was definitely on a Great Lakes beach, still a beach, I guess. And I was reading Stephen King and I'm like, this does not fit. This is not what I want to be reading. And that I think maybe where it tainted the book for me. But I got a lot of reading done last night on our flight. I went to the Reservoir today with my son, and same thing. I'm like, I just want to be done with this book.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I want to be reading the Lincoln Highway on vacation. I kind of feel okay with it, but
are you almost done?
Oh, I'm almost done. Yeah, I'll finish it before. But it's a weird book in general. Like, I feel like I have a hard time picking it up, but I also have a hard time putting it down.
I get that.
Which is sometimes a me thing, but I feel like it would be much harder to pick up on vacation. I am planning on reading on my vacation The Getaway List by Emma Lord. I'm like, yes, I love her. I love everything. She's auto rent from the library. I've read everything by her. And so I think this one is the one that's her first entry into like actual adult fiction. And not YA or new adult.
Oh, I already read
the
this one.
No. You read the Breakup Pact, which comes out in August. It was an arc that you had.
Yes.
Was that not a cat?
I think that was a child.
Which one?
The little one?
It's your
screaming.
Always a good.
I have no idea what just said. I'm gonna, because they have a father that is fully unoccupied right now, other than watching that.
Is the X-Files still on, or is he just watching shows from his youth?
Watching. That's from my youth. Back off. No, not his youth.
I never watched the X-Files.
No. I met Agent Skinner at Comic-Con.
That means nothing to me.
I know it doesn't, but he's the bald guy. I don't know if that means anything to you either, but where I'm going with it is I was a million years pregnant, maybe like 2 weeks from giving birth to my youngest, and I met him. And pregnancy brain is a real thing. And all I could say was, I loved you in the X-Files over and over and over. And he was like, yep, It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I actually have nightmares. Fine, right? I'm sure that was not the most awkward interaction.
What if you are? Have you looked up his interviews where people ask him the most awkward fan interaction?
He was not like really a main character. Well, he was, but he wasn't. He was not in every episode. I went as Agent Scully one year home, and my name was. I know the two main characters. Come on, you gotta know who
He
Mulder and
wasn't even in
Scully.
every episode. How can you call him a main
No,
character?
I went
Oh,
as
yeah.
Agent Scully, who was
Scully.
Scully. I need someone to talk to about all the nerdy things that are outside book.
I'm pretty nerdy.
Well, not with TV and movies.
Yeah, I don't have. That doesn't work well for my ADHD. I
I
can
don't.
only watch three shows, which would be Gilmore Girls, Friends,
So two shows.
two
You watch
shows.
two shows. You watch two shows.
My comfort shows.
No, that's because you're a millennial.
Is it?
You watch comfort shows. I think that that's what that is. I switch back and forth between the shows that I fall asleep to. It's either Friends, Psych, Burn Notice. Right now it's Seinfeld.
Oh, I have five actually. I do not watch
Five.
Seinfeld. Seinfeld reminds me too much of my parents. I can also watch The Office,
Mm.
Parks and Rec, and 30 Rock.
I never watched 30 Rock.
It's interesting. It's funny. It's definitely way more off the wall than those two off the wall shows.
Parks and Rec is great. Office is great, but there's definitely times I get secondhand embarrassment pretty strong.
It's a lot.
It's
It's a
like
lot.
cringy. It's so bad.
It is. I feel like I watched it with my son when he was like super young. Like I have memories watching with him and like not caring. And then he got like to that age where they like are aware, and I tried to watch it with him again, and I was like, oh, no, close your ears and your eyes. I don't.
There's so many. Like, I watch two shows that are still like on the air right now, like still having new episodes, and one being The Rookie and the other one being Will Trent. Both have sometimes very sexual scenes or storylines, and he loves to watch both of those shows with me, and I'm just like, God, please stop. Please stop, please. And then, like, sometimes I'll even just like fast forward because I'm like, it's so uncomfortable. He's only 9, so I'm like, nope,
And
we have
is
to.
he just like, why are you freaking out? Like, why are you
Yes,
fast forwarding? It's funny.
he sees, like, he's still so innocent and he's so modest and he sees nothing wrong with it. And
Well, have you seen Turning Red?
no,
So that's a Pixar
yeah,
movie.
with the panda,
Yes, and it's a coming of age story for girls,
yeah.
and like she is in boy bands and like doodling her crush's name in her spiral notebook and all this stuff. And my husband watching that and cringing so hard.
Oh.
And he was like, are you sure they should be watching this? Like, this is some pretty adult content. Because the mom's like buying her pads and talking about like, what has this boy done to you? Because she's doodling him in her notebook and stuff. And I'm like, they just think it's funny because it's one, very dramatic. Two, this girl spontaneously combusts into a red panda, a giant red panda. And like three, it's just over the top. Like the character is like, her mom is like hiding behind a tree watching her and a security guard's chasing her, which like would never happen in real life, right?
I
Like,
want that.
too over the top, but they think it's like so funny to like see an adult act so crazy and like these big emotions and just think it's funny. And he's like, are you sure our preschool age children should be watching this? And
They
they
don't.
all they see is comedy
Yep.
and a giant red panda,
Yep. They have no context.
right? Whatever. I'm like, FYI, you should probably study this movie for about 6 to 8 years from now.
You're gonna be living it.
So yeah, mood reading. Yeah, so I definitely don't have to. I feel like it does make it better when you read with the mood, though. Like I zipped through my summer books. I'm obviously not zipping through Dr. Zhivago. I'm not really zipping through the Lincoln Highway. I zip through audiobooks, but sorry.
Any
I
hard
just have to get in the mood. I listened to one today, one whole one.
Oh yeah, I just don't have the attention span, and I don't have the time. Like, my majority of reading used to happen at work, and once I got promoted, I was like, we can't do that anymore, at least not as much as I used to.
Sense. There are times like I describe my brain like this, like I'm undiagnosed ADHD hard, but and by undiagnosed I mean my friend has diagnosed me, but that's unethical, so I can't actually claim the diagnosis.
She also diagnosed me.
She's a real psychologist.
She is actually.
So it's real. But anyways, I describe my brain as like a dog that I am walking and it wants to sniff everything. If it hears anything, it wants to check it out. It's going this way, it's going that way, it's going backwards, it's going forwards, it's getting stuck over here, and then it's getting stuck over there. But if I give it a stick and it's so happy to be carrying the stick, it'll just walk and make steady forward progress. And so that's how I feel about audiobooks. Like if I'm trying to do stuff, whatever, and nothing is Nothing is preoccupying the dog. I've like literally gone to my boss's office. I'm like, all right, I got a question. Let's do this. And they're like, yep, go. And then I go back to my desk and who knows what happens. But then it's like 5 hours later. I'm like, oh, do that thing from this morning. I should probably get that out.
I do that too.
But if I can listen to an audiobook, I get so done because my mind, my crazy dog mind, is preoccupied with carrying the stick. And so, like, I can just focus. Like, sometimes I do have to pause, like, if it does require a little more thought. But when I am, like, going through and doing, like, my pretty standard tasks, as long as it's nothing out of the ordinary.
That's crazy because I can't focus at all at work with audiobooks. I'll listen to music,
Yeah.
but and that gets me focused, but
I mean, I have Taylor Swift on in the background as I listen to audiobooks, and I can hear both and sing
oh
along.
my God, how the frick do you do that?
I know.
That's impressive. I can't. Nope.
I will say the funny thing is that it gets me so focused on like my task and the book. Multiple people snuck up on me today because I like my brain had no room for anything else. And then I was like, "Oh, you're in my cubicle. Hi.
Oh,
What's
hey.
up?"
Oh my God.
So
I think that's your superpower. Yeah.
it feel like that's what I like to pretend it's a superpower
It
instead
is.
of, you know, hyper focusing on the thought that Mel told me I was going to die early because my brain would be tired from working so hard.
It's okay. I'm seeing the effect Adderall, so I don't think it's that fun. Not me personally, my husband, but he's.
Well, I've heard it has like vastly different effects on, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you get it, you have a diagnosis, but I've heard that it can just affect people so differently.
Well, they increase his dosage and he has been having trouble. Yeah, it
Interesting.
stimulates the mind so much. But I mean, he's also had positive side effects from the med also.
We'll see if I ever get over my own prescription drug trauma because, like, obviously, like, I support it if people need it, but, like, for my own self, I was prescribed times like I probably didn't need it, and it, like, legitimately messed me up. And also, I was pretty not treated well by, like, my family of, like, oh, you had a bad day. You could never do that on your own, so you must have skipped your medicine. And, like, oh, you've been so good lately. Obviously, it's the medicine and not you. Like, just stuff like that. And so I just have a hard time. But I also had hard times in therapy, like, super unethical. Like, had a therapist who ended up seeing my mom after me because she thought he was so great and weird and just that. But I eventually got over therapy and I'm in therapy again. So who knows what the future holds.
Who knows?
Anyways, oversharing is fun. Also, an
It is.
ADHD
Good
trait.
time. Good time. Now out there. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm open. If anyone wants to talk about mental health journeys,
Hell
talk to me.
yes. That makes the stigma less of a. Well, okay. Read what you want when you want. That's all I have to say.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. Well, what are you going to be reading next? You're going to go
You
dark
want to get
matter
deeper out?
for, you know, homework assignment and then
Or.
funny story for mood, or I think dark matter will still put the color back in your face.
Lost the color. I don't, it's just meh. It's a very
Can you read multiple books at once?
I used to be able to, but not so much.
Sometimes it helps me. I have to, like, I did it with Dr. Zhivago a lot. Dr. Zhivago is no A Little Life, but it's still over 600 pages. But I would be like, okay, we're gonna get through the boring stuff, or the mess stuff, if you will. It wasn't necessarily boring, but the stuff we're not excited about, we're not in the mood for. And we're gonna read, you know, 30 pages, and then we can read something fun and light and that we are excited for.
No.
It. No?
I just I got 20 pages left. I'm finished though.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, 20 pages is nothing. That'll be easy
And
peasy.
I really like this last story. So I assume that's why it's last. Grand finale. Meh.
Okay.
Probably one of the best so far. Weird.
It's weird that it's one of the best, or it's weird, and that's why it's one of the best.
Yeah. I should really get caught up though on posting reviews on Instagram.
Bad at it, but I'm also so bad at it because I always forget to take pictures, and
Yes.
then I also, like, I don't know. I'm trying to love making edits or whatever more and not having it be aesthetic in my house and just putting the book cover and so I'm trying to get over that. But like that is almost like the bigger hurdle for me is I'm like, I don't have a picture to go, so how can I write a review about it?
That's a big part of it for me, but now that I've been reading physical books, it's a little bit better.
That is a lot better. But me could always just post lemon lime nail gradients and talk about Dr. Zhivago.
I also don't have that skill that you do either, so.
I do not recommend. I gotta find something better because I used way too nail polish. It's
I think that's all we got.
all, folks. That's all she wrote.
All she wrote. Okay, I'll
See you
see you
next time.
next time for a party. Maybe Dark Matter.
Ooh.
Okay, bye!
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode of the Lost Chill podcast. Please help our podcast to reach more listeners by subscribing and leaving a review. We read every single one together and jump up and down, screaming with glee every single time. So you know we just truly appreciate it. And that is a true story, folks.
It's very true. If you can't get enough of the Lost Chill podcast, check out our website, thelostchill.com, for blog posts and more fun. Also, consider becoming a Patreon supporter for exclusive content and swag. We are constantly improving and growing our offerings, so be sure to check back often.
If it's additional reviews and cute puppies that you're after, follow us on Instagram at Katie's Lost Chill and at Kimmy's Lost Chill. Follow The Lost Chill as well to get all of the latest information on upcoming books to be featured, upcoming author chats, giveaways, and so much more.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.
Aww.